a lot of what the Rashiva just said, introducing me, I really would have said back if I was introducing him. All the steiging and all the gaining that we, Baruch Hashem, got from each other. Libun Hilchosa, working through Sugya's Mamish, him coming with as Talmud of Remeir from Pesach. And Baruch Hashem, there's no words to describe the Oysher that we had, Baruch Hashem, learning together. The Maisa, the Yeshiva is still celebrating Yom Tov of Shavuos. Yom Tov of Shavuos, what's so happy about the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Like the Yeshiva just mentioned, the Gemara of Psochim, Ilav Ahu Yoyim Adekagorim, Kame Yoysi Ika Beshuka, a special simcha on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's the Yom that we got the Torah. But like everybody knows, that on Shavuos we got the Luchos HaRishonos, which was very short-lived. Just a short amount of time, we had the Luchos HaRishonos, barely. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, it was the ego, and he right away broke them. And then after another process of tshuva and going back to Shemayim, finally on Yom Kippur, Hashem said, Salachti kedvarecha, and we received the Luchos Shnios. Now, the Luchos HaRishonos and the Luchos Shnios were similar in the fact that was the same things. The same words were written on it, but the nature of the Torah that we had in the Luchos HaRishonos was very, very different than the Luchos Shnios. Just to mention a point or two, the Gemara says that by the Luchos HaRishonos there was no inyan of forgetting. You learned something, you remembered it. You remembered it forever and you would never forget it. And in the same vein, the Beis Halevi explains that the nature of Limud HaTorah during the Luchos HaRishonos was a Limud without any hard work. People were already free from the Yetzirah. You looked at the Luchos and you just absorbed the Torah. It went smooth, it went easy. And Torah is limitless, so just more and more and more and more, but without any major effort. In the Luchos Shnios, we all know what kind of effort we have to put into the most basic thing, just getting a Gemara straight, a Rashi straight, a Tosfos, the Machloikis, the Bira Machloikis, how much Amelus we have to put into it, how much sweat, and then to remember it, to retain it. That was the Luchos HaRishonos and the Luchos Shnios. The Torah we learn is the Luchos Shnios. The Luchos HaRishonos is history. We don't have that kind of Torah. We have the kind of Torah that involves hard work, effort, and like we learned today. So why are we so happy about Shavuos? Shavuos was a short-lived thing. Got the Luchos, gone. We should be being mesameach, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, on Yom Kippur. The Gemara really does say one of the reasons why Yom Kippur is such a Yom Tov is because Yom Shenitna Batoira, the Luchos Shnios. But we still here are being mesameach, happy, Shavuos Man Matan Toiraseinu, Kilu, we have something left of that. That Torah was short-lived. That connection to Torah is gone. Why are we so happy still on this day if we lost the whole milas of the Luchos HaRishonos? It could be that there was one thing on the day of Shavuos that remains forever from the Luchos HaRishonos that we didn't lose. That's Maimed Har Sinai. There was no Maimed Har Sinai by the Luchos Shnios. Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down, but that whole Maimed Har Sinai, that wasn't there. And Maimed Har Sinai is a big thing. There's a pasuk that says that you have to remember all the time Maimed Har Sinai. Hisham lecha pentishkach es hadvarim asher ra'u einecha upen yasum milvavcha kol yemei chayecha yoyim asher amarat lefnei Hashem elokecha b'chayrev. There's a mitzvah to remember the Maimed Har Sinai, not just the Torah that we got at Har Sinai. There's a mitzvah to remember Maimed Har Sinai, the way the Torah was given. And the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriya Shema asks that there's a mitzvah of remembering also Amalek, Mechias Amalek, Ma'is Amalek. And for that, Chazal and Masakin, a special Shabbos, Parsha Zohar. Why don't we have something also to remember a Parsha Zohar for the Zecher of Maimed Har Sinai? Magen Avraham says, because we have one, we don't need a special Shabbos. That's Chag HaAtzeres, Chag HaShavuos is a day to remember the Maimed Har Sinai. So besides the focus of Kabbalah Satorah, there's a special focus today on Shavuos of the way the Torah was given, the Maimed Har Sinai. I want to say a word about Maimed Har Sinai. What was special about Maimed Har Sinai? What was special about Maimed Har Sinai that remains with us to this very day? The Mishnah in Ovah says, in the last parak of Ovah, it says in the Brisa actually, it says over there, the famous words that it says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made the Luchos, the Luchos were Maiseh Lekim Hema, Va'amichtav Michtav Elekim, Chorus Al HaLuchos. The words of the Aseres HaDibros were engraved into the Luchos. Chorus Al HaLuchos. And Chazal say, Al Tikri Chorus El HaCherus. Ein ben choyrin ela misha oisik betalma Torah. Someone who's really free, who's a ben choyrin, is someone who's oisik betalma Torah. Al tikri choros ela cheros. The person who's really free is someone who's oisik betalma Torah. Not just someone who's shoyim betalma mitzvahs. Someone who's oisik betalma Torah. He's the real ben choyrin. If you say this to somebody on the outside, wouldn't they say it looks exactly the opposite? What does freedom mean? Freedom means you do whatever you want. So someone who is not shoyim b'Torah mitzvahs, he mamish can do anything he wants. He can go where he wants. He can look at what he wants. He can eat what he wants. He can do anything he wants. Someone who's shoyim b'Torah mitzvahs, he's much more limited. And who's the most limited out of the people who are shoyim b'Torah mitzvahs? Someone who's oisik b'talmud Torah. Someone who's jailed in ke'ilu to the four walls of yeshiva. He can't go anywhere. He has to stay right here. He can't do everything he wants. So that's Ein Ben Choyrin Ela Misha Oisek B'Talmud Torah. So Ein Eved, Eved Hashem, someone who's Oisek B'Talmud Torah. Why is he called? There's no other Ben Choyrin other than him. The answer is very simple. It's not a kasha. Because what's a Ben Choyrin? A Ben Choyrin is someone who does what he wants. So first you have to know what you are, and then you'll know if you're free or not. Every single person has within him a Yetzer Toiv and a Yetzer Hara. What are we? What's the you? What's the zich? What am I? So, I'm both. I have Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Toiv. I'm pulled in different directions, but that's a mistake. That's a bluff. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, he was created without a Yetzer Hara. There was Yetzer Hara, but the Yetzer Hara was a nachash. He was a dover chitzoni. He was external. He wasn't part of Adam HaRishon. That wasn't part of the creation. There was an assayim, because there was a Yetzer Hara as a dover chitzoni. Like Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChaim explains, the Yetzer Hara was there, but it was external. The Briyas HaAdam, a person, his essence does not have anything bad in him. But that was before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. After Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, what happened? This Yetzer Hara seeped inside of him and became intertwined and entangled in his whole self, in his whole personality. Akadekach, when a person has a taiva to do an aveira, he feels, I want to do an aveira. I want this bad thing. He thinks he wants it, but it's not him. The bria didn't change. What a person is his yetzer toiv. There's this imposter inside of him making you think I want, and he doesn't want. It's not me. We think that yetzer hara, I got what I want. It's not what you want. So the person who's the biggest eved is a person who's in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. The biggest Eved is someone who's in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Because not only can he do what he really wants, he's ad kedei kach brainwashed to think, that's what I want. And really, the real Zich, the real himself, is stuck in jail in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. The real ourselves, the real Ani, the real me, is the Yetzer Toiv. Our Bria didn't change. Just there's a fake going on. There's an intertwined within us this Yetzer Hara that makes it think like it's ourself. So who's the person who's really a Ben Chayrin? Someone who does what he really wants. What everyone's neshama wants is to do exactly that. Be oisik b'talmud Torah. So that's why it's Ein Ben Chayrin Ela Misha Oisik b'talmud Torah. However, sometimes you could see a person who's oisik b'talmud Torah. He learns, but you don't see on him that freedom. He still doesn't feel I'm doing what I want. He feels the I want is elsewhere. What's pshat? He's Oisik B'Talmud Torah. Why doesn't he feel that Cheiris? The reason is because Chazal Darshan, this Indian of Cheiris from the word Chorus Al Haluchos. Al Tikri Chorus El Cheiris. Whenever you have an Al Tikri, there's a connection between the two words. What's the connection between the word Chorus, engraved in the Luchos, and Cheiris? The answer is, what does Chorus mean? Chorus means engraved. There's two things. You could write something, that's Ksiva, and this chorus, you can engrave. What's the difference between engraving and ksiva? Ksiva means you take a piece of paper, you take a pen with ink, two separate things, paper and ink, and you write on the paper. You connect the ink, you attach the ink onto the paper. But the paper is one thing, and the ink is a separate thing. When you engrave something, it's not two separate things. The ksiva, the words and the paper or whatever you're engraving into are one. That's the difference between the two. When someone learns Torah, there's two different levels of learning Torah. There's one level of ksiva, that I'm me, the Torah is there, and I'm going to learn it, and I'm going to plaster it onto my heart. I'm going to attach it to my heart. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful mitzvah. It's Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. It's a wonderful mitzvah. But the Torah and you are still two entities. They're very close, but it's not one. If someone manages to take the Torah and engrave it into himself, then the ksav, the writing, and what it's being written on becomes one. Once it becomes one, that changes the nature of who he is. That frees him. If a person just has the Torah written on his heart, it might not free him. It gets a beautiful mitzvah. Don't stop doing it. But it's not that cheiris. Cheiris comes from chorus. When it's engraved, then it frees a person, and then he is zoicha to this ein ben choirin elamisha oisik patalma Torah. I noticed something very interesting. This posik of al tikri cheiris el cheiris, chorus al aluchais, that posik is written in the luchais harishoinis. In the luchais shnias, if you look in Pashas Kisisa, when it says, Hashem said, make the second luchos and write on it, v'kosafti al haluchos es advarim asher hayu al haluchos, it doesn't make one word, one mention about the fact that it was chorus al haluchos. It sounds like it wasn't. It doesn't say it. It wasn't. It wasn't that madrega of chorus, of ein ben choirin al misha isek b'talmud Torah. But we lost the luchos harishonis. Chazal are bringing us this pasuk on a practical level. That was the Luchos HaRishonis. Luchos HaRishonis were broken, now we have Luchos Shnias. Why is Chazal bringing a mila of Choros from the Luchos HaRishonis Nogea to our practical life? The Teretz is, it must be that still remains from the Luchos HaRishonis. The Choros, the ability to take Torah and engrave it into us, that remains from the Luchos HaRishonis. That aspect wasn't lost. And I would like to think that the Pshat is like this. That maila of chorus al haluchos, that came from Maimed Har Sinai. By Maimed Har Sinai, like everybody knows the Gemara, it says Vayisyatzvu betachtes ahar, melamed shakofa aleim har kegigas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Har Sinai like a barrel over our heads and said, "Im atem mekabel es haTorah mutav." Great. V'imav sham teik for aschem. That's the end of you. The Gemara says that shows a certain chesaron, a lacking in Kabbalah Satoira, Mikan Maidor Rabba Leraisa. We had a good excuse. If we're not Makai, I might have asked for this. This was forced on me. So the Kof Aleimar Kegigas on the one hand was a lacking in the Shleimus of Kabbalah Satoira. On the other hand, there's a Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu. When the Pasuk Hashem is describing the praises of Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk is praising Klal Yisrael. It says, and one of the things that it says in the Pasuk is, it says a few things in the pasuk, like different shvachim of Klal Yisrael, and then it says Yisoyvevenu. Yisoyvevenu. What does Yisoyvevenu mean? Rashi says Yisoyvevenu means the praise of Klal Yisrael. Hashem surrounded them with what? Surrounded them with Anani Yakovet. That's a tremendous praise of Klal Yisrael. He was zeicha to the Gilu Shechina of Anani Yakovet. Sivavam b'degolim, the degolim that went around. V'sivavam tachas ahar shekofa aleyem har kegigas. Rashi mentions over there the har kegigas in the praise of Klal Yisrael. The Harkagigas is a praise. The Harkagigas is a chasar. We have to wait till Purim to re-be Makabel the Torah on a higher level. What's the praise of the Harkagigas? The idea is, the Maral explains, that even though there is a chasaron in the forcing of the Kabbalah Satorah, but there was also, on the other hand, on the other side of the coin, there was something special about that. The moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted over the mountain and told us, "Im mekablen es haTorah mutav v'imlav Hashem ta'ikfur aschem," what was Hashem saying? Hashem was giving a new definition to what life is. Beforehand, life was life, and Ruchnius was over there. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, "Imlav Hashem ta'ikfur aschem," there's no two choices. Life got a new definition. Real life, life is life with the Torah. Imlav Hashem ta'ikfur aschem. On the one hand, we were forced into it. On the other hand, only because it was forced, did it seep down, did it get the ability to seep down to our etzem being, to what we really are. Which Torah is engraved in our hearts? Torah that's integrated with our life is choros ala luchos, becomes part of our life. Torah that doesn't have that, it's a nice thing, I choose to do it. That sometimes is a ksiva of Torah. It's plastered on our hearts. But the Torah that becomes a part of our hearts and could free us for real is that Torah that's engraved. So on Shavuos, still chapping around the last moments of Shavuos, everyone is misboining Kabbalah Satorah. What do I have to look for the future? What do I have to look for the future to improve in my learning, to be zoicha to a new Kabbalah Satorah? But there's another aspect that we have to think about on Shavuos. First of all, like the Rosh Yeshiva mentioned before, the Gemara says, what was Reb Yossi happy about on Shavuos? He wasn't happy about the future, that he got a new Torah. That's what he was saying. What was he so happy with about on Shavuos? He was happy with himself. Shavuos is a all time, people always criticizing themselves. What am I missing? What do I have to do more? Shavuos is a time to pat yourself on the back and say, no, not what I'm missing. What did the Torah do for me? I know a lot of people, everyone has friends, family, that didn't exactly choose the derech that they chose. And look what Nebuch happens sometimes to people we know. And look at what happened to me. Everyone on his level, it's not the time necessary to look at your chasroinus. Everyone has what the Torah did for them. Have the Torah seep down into my life on some level. And that's the idea that a person is misboinen, and that's the mitzvah of Schiras Maimir Har Sinai. That remains even after the Shviras Aluchas. This ability of the Torah could become part of our lives. And especially in such a beautiful yeshiva, I could definitely say the geshmak in learning that I got, not from this yeshiva, but from this Rosh Yeshiva, was definitely Choros Aluach Libecha, engraved in my heart. Every sugya that comes out, another member, another Zach, Reb Chaim Tzvi said, or Reb Chaim Tzvi argued, it's there, deep in the heart. And Choros Aluchas. Mitzvah Hashem, everyone in this wonderful yeshiva should be zoicha to continue to be makabel from the yeshiva and all the rebbeim and all the Torah and the Musar and the Hashkofa should become deeply engraved in your hearts and change your lives, and the Mitzvah Hashem remain with you. Lo'olam vaad. Good yontif.